Pittsburgh International Airport this week debuted the work of its first artist-in-residence. The project was 18 months in the making, and 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll followed it the whole way. Here's his report.
Blaine Siegel was given 1 year to make an artwork that reflected the place and its people. As he told some warehouse workers on a tour in March 2018,
I'm trying to learn about everything at the airport.
That's a big undertaking. The airport is an all-day, everyday operation spread over nearly 9,000 acres. It's home base for some 5,000 workers and welcomes nearly 10 million travelers a year. Staffers helped the locally based Siegel explore the bowels of the airport, miles of hallways and workshops. At the warehouse, he told workers about the project.
So I'll be interacting with the public, people, the passengers coming through, the employees, creating interactions.
Siegel visited everything from the air traffic control tower to the on-site fire department. Once, he joined baggage handlers out on the tarmac.
It's a remarkable experience. One, the sense of scale you have compared to a plane. You feel so miniature and so small. And then this whole area of the tarmac, no one is allowed out there. And it felt very much like looking out over the ocean, looking out over a place you cannot attain.
Siegel got his own studio, an unused room at the airport. He even had his own uniform made.
I wanted to have something that set me apart from everyone else here, but also made me a part of the airport. And I thought a jumpsuit would be fantastic.
The airport already has plenty of art, including that famous mobile in the airside terminal by Alexander Calder. But Siegel had a specific focus.
It was very important to me to use materials that could only be found at the airport and that could only be made at the airport.
He was drawn to the airport's paint test pad.
You see satellite images, it's this giant oblong circle, and it's just color upon color overlapping. It's some of the most beautiful things you'll ever see.
The pad's a remote 2-acre patch of asphalt where workers test the gear for painting lines on the runways.
It's yellow, black, white. They do red. Red is less frequent, but it's all infused with reflective glass beads, so that when light hits it, it gets really brilliant.
Siegel saw the patterns as a kind of found abstract art.
Constantly evolving and constantly changing. So I wanted to capture that energy as directly as I could, short of, you know, getting in and scraping it all up and gluing it onto something.
Siegel carpeted a section of asphalt with roofing shingles and reclaimed vinyl wallpaper.
The guys I'm working with the trucks, they think I'm kind of crazy because I find the painting so beautiful.
That's the sound of a sprayer.
When he first came over, we kind of didn't understand what he was doing. And then he started to lay down his canvases, and we ran him over, and we were like, oh, all right, it's kind of making sense now.
Philip Jandrakovic is a line striper.
To see your work on the airfield and then on a canvas as art, it was like two different, totally different things. So.
Siegel did some cutting and reassembly of the materials. The result made the paint crew guys like driver Brian West feel a little differently about their jobs.
We just thought it was just, you know, for the FAA and the airport, but now I guess, you know, more people can enjoy it, so. And now it's an art project, it wasn't just for pilots.
The three 23-foot-long paintings, series of bold, overlapping lines in multiple colors, were hung last week on three big concrete joists in the main food court. Travelers walk right under them. Rachel Rierich is airport arts and culture manager.
Blaine's had the opportunity to really go behind the scenes and kind of make the invisible scene.
Travelers like Jessica Fry of the South Hills seem pleased.
It's abstract, but it's like trying to look like a cityscape, or at least that's my interpretation of it.
Others noted Siegel's color scheme. Stephanie Griffin is a TSA employee from Aliquippa flying to Dallas.
Seemed like with these, he's a Steeler fan because it's this yellow and black, gold and black going on.
The Steelers' like color scheme is a coincidence. Black and yellow are just two main colors the paint crew uses. But Siegel doesn't mind the association. I'm Bill O'Driscoll, 90.5 WESA News.